Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're taking a deep, detailed look at digital strategy in, well, one of the most explosive local markets right now, Pflugerville, Texas.
That's right. Pflugerville is just booming, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A lot driven by that proximity to the Austin tech scene.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And this isn't just slow growth. It's a surge. You've got hundreds of new businesses popping up. Restaurants, plumbers, dentists, even B2B firms, all scrambling for the same customers.
Yeah.
You know, suburban families, tech commuters.
Right. So our mission today is really to analyze the source material we have, research data on local campaigns that worked, stuff that lays out exactly how a business can actually get that indispensable online edge there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not enough just to be good anymore, is it? You have to win digitally, especially when the competition is just fierce.
Exactly. The core challenge really is that every new coffee shop, every new roofing company, they're all fighting for the exact same very limited space in Google's local results.
That top three of the map pack.
Precisely. And the research confirms the only way to cut through that noise is with a really ruthless focus on strategic keyword research, meticulous on-page work, and a content strategy that's hyper-local. It has to be designed specifically to turn browsers into actual paying customers.
And the complexity here, I mean, balancing local Pflugerville needs with the sort of regional pull from Austin, it really highlights what the sources talk about needing that deep expertise, right? Like decades of combined experience in digital marketing, local SEO, just to get it right.
Absolutely. You have to frame this around the unique stakes involved. Pflugerville's got this interesting demographic mix and strong local search visibility. Well, it isn't just a nice to have.
No.
It's fundamental for survival in this market. If you don't show up when your local audience is looking, you basically don't exist to them.
Which brings us right to the urgency of local visibility. You know, if you're a boutique shop near Stonehill Town Center or maybe a local roofing company dealing with hail damage, appearing top of Google for those local high-intent searches is just critical.
Yeah, we're talking about things like plumber near me or best takeout Pflugerville. The searches people do when they need something now.
Okay, but get this, the sources highlight this incredible statistic.
The aha fact. Yeah, it's powerful. Studies show that more than 80% of local searches result in a store visit or a direct phone call within 24 hours.
24 hours, that's immediate.
It's immediate, high quality, convertible traffic. They're looking for what you offer right then and there.
So if the customer intent is that high, and the return is that immediate, why are so many Pflugerville businesses apparently still struggling with just basic visibility? Why isn't everyone nailing this?
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? It takes consistent effort. And the consequence of not doing it is straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
If your business isn't showing up in Google's local three-pack, that map box that just dominates the search results page.
Yeah, it takes up so much space.
Right. You are actively losing those 80% high-intent customers. They're going straight to the three competitors who are ranking there. It's this constant visibility drain. And often the business owner doesn't even realize it's happening.
Wow. So the strategy then has to be laser focused on winning that very limited, very valuable space.
Precisely. And the essential optimization focus, it really starts with making sure the Google Business Profile, the GBP, is absolutely airtight.
That's like your local search homepage, basically.
Exactly. It's often the first impression. This means having the correct, specific business categories, actively encouraging and managing new reviews, using Google Posts locally. And this is key, maintaining consistent citations.
Citations. That's the NAP thing, right? Name, address, phone number.
Yep. NAP. It must be identical. Everywhere, across the entire web directories, social media, everywhere. That consistency sends a strong signal to Google, boosting your chances for the local pack.
Okay, so that's the foundation. Now let's dive into the mechanics. The research we looked at introduces this comprehensive suite of solutions, essentially outlining seven pillars needed for a local SEO strategy to actually work in a place like Pflugerville.
Right, starting with pillar one, keyword research and strategy. The research here has to strike a crucial balance. You definitely need to identify those high-volume competitive phrases like best coffee shop Pflugerville.
The obvious ones.
The obvious ones. But the real edge comes from digging deeper, incorporating long-tail, hyper-local terms. Those really specific, maybe lower-volume searches often carry the highest purchase intent.
But hang on, focusing too much on those super niche, low-volume terms, doesn't that take resources away from competing for the bigger, higher volume keywords? Is that trade-off really worth it for, say, a new business just starting out?
That's a great question. And yes, it is absolutely worth it because in a local market, intent often trumps sheer volume. Someone searching emergency plumber near Wells Branch, Pflugerville is probably a hotter lead than someone just searching plumber.
Okay, makes sense.
But the real strategic move, which the sources emphasize, is balancing those hyperlocal terms with regional supporting terms.
Mm.
We aren't just optimizing for Pflugerville. We're thinking about that tech commuter.
Ah, right. They might live in Pflugerville, but search while they're still in Austin.
Exactly. Or on their commute home. So you capture them regionally. Which leads us directly into the execution part. Pillar two, on-page optimization. This is where the technical stuff really comes in.
This is all about signaling relevance to Google through the website itself, the code, the content structure.
It is. You have to meticulously optimize all those core elements.
Mm-hmm.
Meta titles, the descriptions people see in search results, header tags like H1s and H2s, the site's internal linking structure, how pages link to each other, and even image alt text.
Right.
And crucially, the sources highlight strategically weaving in those supporting regional keywords we talked about, like CO Austin TX or Austin CO Company, but naturally into the content structure.
So the goal isn't just ranking for Pflugerville Dentist, but maybe signaling enough authority using Austin as a regional anchor that you can compete with bigger Austin firms trying to pull patients from Pflugerville.
That's the strategic thinking. You signal broader authority without, you know, just stuffing keywords everywhere. You make sure Google understands this Pflugerville business serves the wider Central Texas corridor, maximizing that reach.
Okay. And then we circle back to that foundation piece, local SEO and Google Business Profile Management, pillar three.
Yes, the GBP. As we said, it's that first impression and it needs constant attention. Daily, really. Optimizing every single field,
yep.
Actively responding to reviews, good and bad, adding localized Google posts that are relevant to the community, not just sales pitches,
mm-hmm.
and hammering that NAP consistency across all platforms. In a fast-growing market like Pflugerville, where new competitors pop up constantly and maybe addresses change, this rigorous upkeep is what strengthens your chances for that local pack visibility.
That level of vigilance sounds intense. Okay, moving on. Pillar four is what the research calls the, quote, backbone of modern SEO, content creation and blogging.
Yeah, and the content needs to be super engaging and really specific geographically. We're not just talking basic service pages here.
Right.
We mean creating engaging blog posts, maybe city-focused landing pages talking about services specific to Pflugerville, or optimized service descriptions that use both the primary local and the supporting regional keywords we mentioned.
This content then acts as, like, authority fodder. It lets a smaller local business show expertise on par with bigger players.
Precisely. Which flows naturally into the fifth pillar, link building and off-page SEO. Backlinks, links from other websites to yours, especially high-quality ones, still remain a huge factor in building site authority.
So how does a Pflugerville business actually get these high-quality links, especially when they might be up against well-funded Austin companies with bigger marketing teams?
Well, the research points to a targeted, hyper-local approach. It's about securing placements in local Pflugerville or Central Texas business directories, maybe getting featured on relevant local industry blogs, getting citations from regional news outlets. The aim is genuine, trustworthy authority that Google respects, not just sheer link volume.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly. Pillar six then tackles the user experience itself, website design and optimization. I imagine even the best SEO work can be totally torpedoed by a clunky, slow website.
Oh, absolutely. Instantly undermined. If the site is slow, especially on a phone, or hard to navigate, the traffic you work so hard to get just bounces right off.
Yeah.
And remember that 80% stat local searches often lead to immediate action. So the site must be fast loading, it must be mobile friendly, because most local searches happen on phones. And critically, it needs to be conversion optimized. Clear calls to action, easy ways to contact the business right up front.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And finally, the seventh pillar, analytics and reporting, making sure this whole complex machine is actually working. Transparency here is absolutely paramount. This whole effort has to be data driven. The reporting needs to clearly show the client the progress, improvements in keyword rankings for the terms that matter, growth in qualified website traffic, and most importantly, the bottom line, clear ROI metrics. Businesses need to see demonstrably that these efforts are moving the needle on revenue.
Okay, so we've laid out the seven pillars. Now let's talk payoff. What does a return on investment actually look like for a Pflugerville business that commits to this kind of comprehensive strategy? We said the goal is more than just visitors, it's calls, visits, actual revenue.
Right, and this is where the power of sharp local targeting really shines. Think about a specific example the sources might use. Imagine a Pflugerville dentist. They're not just ranking locally, but they start outranking some big established Austin dental groups for a search like Family Dentist Near Me, done by someone physically closer to Pflugerville.
Wow, okay.
That demonstrates the real power of aligning your digital presence perfectly with those high-intent local and regional searches.
And we know the quality of that traffic is generally higher too, right?
Yeah.
Organic search traffic tends to convert better than, say, paid ads.
Significantly better, usually. Because when customers find you through organic search, they were actively looking for your specific service at that exact moment. They're already pre-qualified, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that results in higher quality leads and, frankly, a much better chance of closing the sale compared to more passive forms of marketing.
And in a market like Pflugerville, you mentioned earlier, SEO is almost defensive, too. It's vital just to avoid being completely overshadowed.
Exactly. Pflugerville's competitive landscape means there's this constant threat from larger, established, often businesses pushing their marketing reach north. Strong, local SEO acts like a shield, ensuring a smaller, maybe family-owned Pflugerville business
mm-hmm.
doesn't just vanish under the shadow of some national chain or huge regional player.
Okay, and we have a great proof point from the research materials, a case study. It involved a family-owned restaurant near Lake Pflugerville. Tell us about that. What was their problem?
Yeah, this is a good one. They had fantastic food, really great reviews from people who actually ate there. But they were really struggling to bring in new customers from outside their immediate neighborhood. Their digital presence was, well, basically non-existent.
So missing out on opportunities.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Especially things like weekend date nights, maybe lunch crowds from nearby businesses, high-value customers. They just weren't reaching online.
So what was the strategic fix? How did they put these seven pillars into action for this restaurant?
It was a classic local deep dive. First, they completely overhauled and optimized their Google business profile. New photos, accurate menus, consistent hours. Second, they implemented that hyper-localized content strategy.
Like what specifically?
Specific blog posts targeting Pflugerville residents. Things like, you know, best date night spots in Pflugerville, why we should be on your list, or maybe quick lunch options near Tech Ridge for Pflugerville commuters. Really tailored stuff.
That detail is so important, tailoring it to the demographic.
It is. And they also put real effort into building relevant, high-quality local backlinks, getting features on some Central Texas food blogs, securing spots in local Pflugerville community directories. This really reinforced their authority with Google, confirming they were a legit, well-liked local establishment.
And the results, they really speak volumes about focusing that local effort, don't they?
They truly do. Get this. Within just 6 months, that family restaurant saw a 72% increase in online reservations.
Wow, 72%.
Yeah, direct revenue driver. And alongside that, a significant 40% bump in overall foot traffic. That's the direct measurable impact of doing local SEO right in a competitive, growing market.
That is a really powerful demonstration of ROI. So for businesses listening, thinking about jumping into this, the research generally suggests they can start seeing ranking improvements within, what, 3 to 6 months?
Yeah.
Depending on the competition.
Yeah, typically 3-6 months to see noticeable movement. It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint. And the complexity we talked about, balancing hyper-local with regional terms, that really underscores the value of that deep, specialized SEO expertise that the sources mentioned, you know, the 15, 20, even 30 plus years of experience needed to truly help businesses dominate not just Pflugerville, but the wider Central Texas area.
So connecting all this back to the bigger picture, the intense effort that goes into a winning local SEO strategy today, it's not just about getting ranked now. It's really about future-proofing the business's visibility, isn't it?
Precisely. And what's fascinating, I think, is that the deep customization required for these strategies, getting really granular, is what actually helps a business stay ahead of Google's constant algorithm updates.
Right.
It allows them to better leverage emerging tools like AI-powered insights for content or strategy, making sure those hard-won rankings stay strong, even as search technology itself continues to evolve so rapidly.
Which raises a really interesting final question for you, the listener, to think about, especially considering that tech-savvy commuter base in Pflugerville. How critical is it today for a local service business, say a plumber or an electrician, to be incorporating deep optimization for voice search? You know, thinking about question and answer schema, conversational keywords. How crucial is that to keep pace right now, given how quickly user search behavior is changing, moving away from just typing on keyboards?
That kind of constant vigilance, that adaptation,
yeah,
that's ultimately what maintains that crucial online edge. in a market that just refuses to slow down.
A great thought to chew on as you consider your own business's visibility and the future of local search. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the mechanics of local SEO success.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.